Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, Pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the Good Samaritan from Luke 10, 25 to 37. Here it is. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You've answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, The one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, You go and do likewise. Just like the parable of the two debtors, the context around this parable is important. Why did Jesus tell the parable? Because it was a lawyer who put him to the test. This isn't a lawyer like we think of a lawyer. This was an expert of the Mosaic Law. Basically, this was an Old Testament Bible scholar. This lawyer asked about how to receive eternal life. And Jesus, being God in the flesh, knows the exact condition of this man's heart. So he asks a question that this lawyer will unquestionably know. What does the law say? So the lawyer, probably proudly, recites the famous instructions from the Old Testament. Love God and neighbor completely. Jesus then responds, That's right. Do these things and you'll live. Now, Jesus knows that this man isn't doing these things, nor can he do them. But the man doesn't know that. At least not yet anyways. But his conscience, apparently, starts to prick him. He's obeying the command so long as he gets to interpret what that means. But deep inside, he knows that he's not really honoring the intent of the law. He's honoring a loose version of it, where he gets to define neighbor how he wants to define it. And when he asked Jesus about that term, I believe he hoped that Jesus would confirm his own definition so that he might justify his own actions. But Jesus doesn't do so. This is exactly what we all do. We are all good people in our own eyes. We all deserve heaven in our own eyes. But it's not our own eyes that matter. It's the eyes of God that matter. And his eyes see all. Hebrews 4:13 says, No creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. We will not give an account to one another. We'll give an account to God. It's his law that we've broken. He's the one who interprets it because he is the one who wrote it. So the question isn't, do you think you're a good person? The question is, does God? And when you discover the answer to that question, only then will your heart be ready to embrace Jesus by faith.